Okay, 7 o'clock, I'll call the meeting of the Discovery Bay CSU regular board to order. Would everybody please stand? And we would pledge your allegiance led by Logan with his Scouts Troop 514.
Please follow me and pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call has been taken and let the record reflect, all members are present.
Okay, this is the time for a public comment. If there's anybody that wishes to come up and speak to the board, this is the time to do it on any matter that is not on the agenda. And you see it all coming forward, I'll close that. Move on to the consent calendar, any discussion or questions with the board? Do I hear a motion?
Move approval.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
And Veolia, you're up, Bernie.
Good to see you. Just last month I was off at a conference. So in month of February, we continue our great, wonderful safe practices and everybody enjoyed themselves at our safety dinner. Staff continues to do an excellent job on safety.
I was a little worried after the celebration because you know what happens.
Yes.
Okay. Looks like it's moving forward as scheduled.
All right. Safety, we actually did the bathroom drain on fire scenes in February. All reports were submitted on time for the month of February. In February, we produced a little over 37 million gallons, which was the same as January. Our water production is still really low. See where we can still compare to 2013. And we had a 37% reduction last month. On wastewater, we're still well below our parameters. The one thing I wanted to point out was our electrical conductivity, which is the last one there, is an annual average. And we did violate for the year of 2018. We had an annual average of 2170. When 100 is our limit, and that's the salt content of the water, and it is an issue throughout the whole state. We did do a study at all our lift stations. We did find a few lift stations that are getting higher contents of salt than others that we'll need to address somewhere down the road. But, yes.
Bernie, is that an INI issue?
No, it's salt. It just goes up. We know what our water produces around 940.
Yeah.
And we're getting about 2,700 coming into the plant, a little over 2,100 going out. And we pulled 15 samples from different at 8 lift stations, and we did find about 3 lift stations that were around 3,000. That means a lot. People in our houses are using a lot of salt content, either from water softeners or cooking or something. So, but it is an issue throughout the state, and we have addressed it during our NDDS permit renewal process. Permit, everything's going great. Lift station's running great. We continue doing assessments and putting the rain. Staff continue to do a great job on work orders and keeping the work backlog at a very minimum. And other than that, things are going really well.
I just wanted to add to Bernie's report that regarding the salinity issue, staff is going to put out a PSA notice to the residents to remind them we have an ordinance on the salt water softeners and that they're illegal in Discovery Bay. So we're going to try and get some message out and see if we can reduce that a little bit that way.
They're illegal to put in or replace with. If you already have them, they're not illegal.
Yeah, if they were there before the ordinance was written, they're grandfathered in.
Right.
Thank you. We'd like to congratulate Veolia on this excellent safety dinner.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, moving on to F1, discussion of possible action regarding the revising standing committee meeting dates and times.
If you recall, at our board planning workshop, we brought the matter up of potentially organizing our committee meetings. And what you see reflected in the staff report is a result of our conversation at that board workshop. And staff is recommending that the board direct the standing committees to amend their bylaws to correspond to the meeting dates and times as tabled in the executive summary. I'm here to answer questions.
Okay. Looks like staff is organized in a fashion that meets the board's requirements.
But I would move the staff recommendation.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Director's reports. First is the finance committee.
Yes, we had a finance committee meeting on March 7th. The bulk of the meeting was devoted to discussion of the financing of a potential swimming pool for here at the community center. Staff brought forward about a half a dozen options for possible financing. The committee asked staff to do some additional work and look at some tweaks to those alternatives, and we'll be coming back to the finance committee with some calculations at the next meeting.
Thank you. And the East Contra Costa Fire Protection ECCFPD, I did attend that. It was a rather lengthy meeting, lasted almost till 9 o'clock, I think, a little after. So I'm not going to bore you with all the details, because some of it was actually boring. Mid-year operating budget, so a couple of key points. They increased the mid-year operating budget by $1.25 million. And I think when you look at a financially strapped fire department, you would be scared by that number. But it went up to $17 million the annual. It will be funded entirely with operating reserves, so they have the money to take care of it. And it was a good discussion that went on for quite some time. They also had a presentation and discussion on a possible partnership with Iron House Sanitation District to build a training center. They have a lot of property that's available, and they might find a mutual interest between the two parties. The third was Station 55. For those who have been watching that in Oakley, it was scheduled to be completed by June. They moved that to the end of May. Now it will be complete. They have no staff, but they'll have a fire station. And the last thing is just, I didn't want to bring up that they're going to have an inaugural volunteer firefighter recognition ceremony in Knightson. It's at 1923 Delta Road. You'll see that on their website. And it's to honor the volunteer firefighters. It's a recognition, a ceremony recognition. So I'm sorry I left that out. April 13th, 2018. But I would say go to the website and get all that information from there. That's it for mine. Any other reportable items? Okay. General manager report? Or any manager report, I should ask. General manager report.
Okay. This is not on the agenda, but I did attend the Caltrans Contra Costa County Public Works Assemblyman Frazier meeting regarding the intersection of Discovery Bay Boulevard and Highway 4. That was yesterday. That's why it's on the agenda. So I'd like to give you a fresh report on what took place at that meeting, and then open it up to any clarifying questions. But if we want to have public comment or anything like that or discussion on it, we need to put it on a future agenda. So I brought up the following points for consideration at the meetings: speed bumps in the Highway 4 westbound right turn only lane, doing a raised cement curb pork chop island forcing a right turn with or without a stop sign, flag delineator forcing turns, double white painted line between the straight ahead and the right turn only lane, additional posted right turn only signs, right turn only text painted on the right turn only lane, and bot dot patches throughout the right turn only lane, similar to those at the curb at the Safeway store in downtown Brentwood. Caltrans' response to these ideas are speed bumps are too dangerous at that acceleration speed coming down Highway 4 there, so no. Regarding the raised cement curb, Pork Chop Island kind of forces that turn. They're removing those in other places that are under their jurisdiction because they've been causing problems and there's actually some litigation involving that, so they won't be doing that. Flag delineators require constant maintenance, and Caltrans can't commit to a maintenance schedule out here for doing that. With regard to the double white painted line, they felt that it would take up too much lane space and that the current solid white line is the extra wide size. I think he said it's 6 inches, but they're not completely throwing that idea out the window. Regards to additional posted right turn only signs, they will look into doing that as a possibility. And they are adding one. You're going to see the results of what they came up with. As far as painting right turn only text on the right turn lane, they will do that in two spots for us. They will not do the bot dot patches because it causes a whole host of problems with noise 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And Contra Costa Public Works folks attested to this, that sound carries quite a distance. I noted that we have a sound wall, we have residents that are about 250 feet away, and they said, doesn't matter, that sound, all 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning, and residents will come out and ninja remove them as soon as they put them up, and they say it's quite a noise disruptor that never lets up. So they said they don't want to do that. So what will Caltrans do?
Ready?
Anna? Mm-hmm. And of course we can't see. What they are talking about doing, and this is a larger picture of the area, but if you look at the yellow dots at the lower left of your screen, they want to do bot dots there that are in a pork chop configuration along the right turn only lane, so that if you cross that area and go straight, you're going to hit some of those bot dots. And then the secondary thing that they want to do is where the median is on Discovery Bay Boulevard, they want to bot dot that out across the lane, so that if a person were to go straight when they should be making that right turn lane, they're going to have to cross the bot dots at the pork chop, and they're going to have to cross a series of bot dots as they cross that lane. They are going to put in a new right turn only sign located towards the far right of your screen just as you enter that right turn only lane. My suggestion to them was by the time you see that, you're already committed into the lane, so it would be good to have another sign further up, and they said they will look into that idea. They also stated that where you see the beginning of the right turn lane, that they are going to create an area of actually dotted lines rather than a solid line for a period of time, so that if people wind up in that lane, they realize they're in this lane, they can move over legally, and they think that might be some resolution to the incidents of this occurring, and people feel trapped, so they just go straight ahead. I told them I didn't think so, but this is probably not going to hurt to do this. So that is the extent of what they want to try. We explored some, well, first of all, is there any clarifying questions on that?
I just asked a question. On the right on the right-hand side of that turn lane, all along Highway 4 there, they have that rumble strip along the, on the right edge of the right lane, on the margin. Is there any thought, or is there any discussion of putting that rumble strips perpendicular as you enter that right turn only lane?
There was not discussion on that.
I have a question. Was the this is, you had your official meeting yesterday, correct?
Correct.
And so the ideas that the board had, the public had, you brought those out. Was this diagram already complete prior to your meeting?
Yes, it was. That was brought up at the meeting. This was kind of a done deal before I even got here.
Yeah.
But I would say that what wasn't a done deal was painting the text and adding the extra sign. So they were amenable to that. And so this is what they want to go with. And they believe that they can get all of that done in about a month. Another idea, is there any more clarifying questions on this?
Did you talk about any fines, increase of fines for the, any tickets of people that abuse that?
Yes, they will be working with Donnie and the CHP in general to get increased enforcement during the times where it's most likely, which is generally around commute time, especially around in that 4:30 to 6 o'clock corridor. So we talked about more increased enforcement efforts.
Are these dots you're talking about, yes, are just small curved?
These are hockey puck sized, right, dots that are concave. Right. They're raised about this,
yeah,
much.
Sure.
Yeah. So moving on from that a little bit, we were not ready to give up that this may be, you know, what's plan B? So one of the things that came up was potentially looking into, if this doesn't work, potentially making the southbound lane of Discovery Bay Boulevard, that both lanes that feed into Highway 4 there, that those be, that you can make right turns on that. So the left lane would be either go left or go right at the light. What it would mean is that you would stop traffic at a red light. You would not be permissible to turn right on red, per se, but that problem of queuing, where there's only one lane that can turn right and it just stacks up, would be eliminated if you had both lanes able to turn right on that light. And then, so that would depend on traffic counts and things of that nature. Also, making the right turn lane of westbound Highway 4, where you see the bot dots, that right turn lane can be either right turn or straight ahead. And then that would enable, you know, if the drivers were frustrated, you know, they could wait to that time and then they could legally proceed across that intersection to pass. My thought was that the merge lane on the other side of the intersection might not be long enough for that to do that. So they're going to come back out, and they said they will start a count to look at the feed on that and take a look at that merge lane as a potential solution in the future.
The problem with that is then you're stopping more traffic on Highway 4 the whole time you can turn right to allow the people to turn left. Whereas now you could turn right on a green arrow without affecting the traffic going straight ahead on Highway 4. But if you were to have two lanes turning either or, now the people that are going to turn left have to wait there. Everybody goes at the same time, so therefore that has to be a red light the whole time, because there may be, which there isn't all that often, or at least as often as the other direction, a car turning left. Doesn't, right, seem like a good solution to me.
So one they came up with, that was actually percolated at the meeting, and so they have more to look into if they're going to consider that direction.
So there is an example of that on Camino Diablo and Vasco Road coming in from Livermore. There are two lanes, both going into a merge, so that's a good example, except they have a third lane, a right turn lane, which would solve that issue. I don't know if there's room for them to be able to do that. So I think Director Greg is coming up with a good point.
So this is, could you do the next slide? Mm-hmm. This is more of a close-up picture. So this is what they're going to do. They're going to extend that median island, and then they're going to put the pork chop island. Those will be bot dots. and they'll paint the right turn only text on the lane, put a an additional right turn only sign maybe further back, and then make part of that right turn only solid white line a dotted line so a driver can escape in, back into the lane if they find themselves trapped. And that's my report.
I would like to see this brought up as a item on the future agenda. There have been a number of residents that have come in to voice their concerns, and I think they should see what the projected solution is at this point. I didn't think that at the point when they put in the delineators on Vasco Road that it was going to do much. I thought it was more of a, you know, an eye thing that, that wasn't going to solve the problem, but in fact, it really did help on the severity of the accidents and the number of accidents. So it's worth looking at that and seeing if this can help us.
Okay, we'll put it on a future agenda.
Okay. Thank you, staff. Future action items.
Town of Discovery Bay will adjourn to closed session for to consider the item addressed on the agenda identified as N1.